Onion was happy to hear this. Then, his foster parents finally had a child of their own, a girl named Ishizu. But the father still waited for a male child. Of course he did.
Yep.
I got at this point I want to point out here. Merrick's dad is a dickhead.
He is a dickhead. Stupid sand patriarch. Ugh.
Sand patriarch. You know,
fucking sand misogynist.
This is, yeah. It's, you can see where Merrick gets it from. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So Odeon's foster mother tells him that she'd always thought of him as her own son. You know, like a human being would. But he can't assume the family's legacy until he gets the Tomb Keeper's initiation on his 12th birthday. But okay. Odeon wants to know how this would change him. She told him that he would bear the ancient scriptures on his body. Then he would truly be their son. Which is all Odeon ever wanted. Because he was an abandoned child.
He wants a sand bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
Those happen at 12, not 13.
Yep. And to get tattoos on his body. Mm-hmm. The tattoos with the lore. The lore of the tomb of the Sand Keeper. But before Odeon could receive the initiation, his foster parents had another child. And it was, at last, a boy. A true heir named Merrick. As Merrick's father took the child away... This scene is nuts. This scene...
Yeah.
Right here is nuts. Merrick is born. His dad takes him. Leaves the room. Leaves his just pregnant wife in the room alone. To go hold Merrick up at the moonlight. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. Odeon's talks to his foster mother. Asking if she's alright. She says she's just tired, but she's dying yeah. from childbirth.
Yep.
And asks Odeon to promise to always watch out for his brother and sister. Merrick's father holds Merrick up to the light of the moon, the only outside light that ever entered the underground world, and promised that someday Merrick would receive the Tomb Keeper's initiation. And then the mom dies.
Yep.
And they don't really tell us this.
He says nothing about that. No concern from the dad. Just like, sweet, I have a son now. Thanks, Vessel. You can die. Yes,
this was one of the most horrifying things to rewatch, maybe ever. This is the way the father, like, behaves through this sequence, and the way the show, not just the father, the way the show doesn't even, like, have the balls or the humanity to tell, like, Odeon doesn't say, then my sweet mom passed away or whatever. No, she's just out of the show now. She's gone. She's just gone. Where, you know she's dead.
She's been written out.
Because she's not there anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. And she said, take care of your sister for me, and he screams, so, like, it's implied. But, the American editors are afraid of death.
This is, I believe this
happened in the Japanese version. In the Japanese version, did they say she died? Or?
No.
That's the problem, is that every instant, oh, wow, that's really weird, but every other thing is the problem is that the American versions don't want anyone to actually die or act like they're going to. They need to all be immortal cartoons. Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna go on a limb and say, I think, honestly, everybody's to blame here. The original.
Everybody. Yeah.
The original manga, I assume, is to blame. Mm-hmm. The Japanese anime. Yep. Everybody. Because this is horseshit.
If they weren't directly responsible, they were complicit. Even Serenity.
Yes. Yes, Serenity is, she's complicit as well. This poor
just
mom.
Let this mom die in his flashback and did nothing.
She literally, all she does.
What is your eyesight even good for?
Yeah, truly. All she does is rescue infant Odeon. And then give this fucking guy two kids and dies. What the fuck? Anyway.
Underneath a bunch of sand.
Yeah, underground. She loved Odeon, and so Odeon is going to take care of Merrick, because it's the only love he's ever known. Merrick was the chosen one. Odeon had to protect him. Now this next scene, I thought we peaked with the mom, quote-unquote, dying, but not us seeing her die. Being off-screen, basically. This fucking scene. once when Odeon and Little Merrick were playing basketball, he throws a ball to him and it goes flying around or whatever. I don't know. They're playing basketball underground, I guess. And Merrick is bitten by a cobra. What?
Yeah.
There's just cobras here? Were there always cobras?
Yeah, sure. You know, sometimes they do live... You know, I mean, look, there's an incredibly stupid reason why I know that they might live in the ground in the dark like that, is that there's this... Oh, I can't believe I'm bringing this. This sealed temple in India that's, like, full of snakes.
Awesome.
And, yeah, it's cool. It's called Vault... Look up Vault B... they say, like, they're pretty sure it's full of snakes, but it's this, like, completely sealed, treasure tomb in, I can't pronounce the name of the temple in India, but, like, there's giant, they refuse to open it because every time they do a ritual about it, they're just, like, very bad things will happen if you open this, and also every other vault in that temple that was opened, like, the person that made the call to, like, you guys have to open these vaults for reasons so we can audit the amount of wealth this temple has. Like, that guy, like, died. Like, terrible things happened to him. Like, there's just, like, all this cursed shit. Yeah, I know. But there's one vault that they did not open, and the reason they didn't open is that giant carvings of snakes all over the front, and there's, like, some evidence that people have tried to open it and were attacked by snakes, and people have, like, put their ear to the door and have heard snakes... And, like, hit running water.
What the fuck? That's so terrifying, but awesome.
Yeah, Vault B.
That's terrifying and awesome.
Yeah, good shit.
A real D&D dungeon, just a snake dungeon.
No, it's a real D&D dungeon. But there's all these arguments about whether or not they should open it, because the rest of the vaults have, like, untold amounts of, like, net worth of treasure. It's the richest temple in India, and for a while they didn't know it was the richest temple in India because they just had these vaults... sealed off, because they were just like, the gods told us to seal, we're not unsealing these vaults, and the Indian government was the one that's like, you have to unseal these vaults because we need to audit how much money you guys have. And then they open it and there's things like, it's like 50 foot tall solid gold Krishna and like all of these coins from like Roman times and all this other, like, it's literally priceless. Like, they can't actually estimate the worth of the treasure that's in this temple, so they have so much money.
Wow.
But there's one vault that they won't unseal because it has giant Naga carved into the front. They did some ritual saying a terrible curse would befall everybody if they opened this vault. It's real. Wow.
That's
anyway,
so crazy.
That's the only reason I know it's possible for snakes to live in underground like that, is because...
Well,
like,
I know...
decisions about fucking Vault B.
I know snakes can, like, burrow and live underground, but they're like in a tomb. They're like in a man-made...
It's because they're cannibals, too. They can eat each other.
Right.
They can eat... snakes do eat each other, so if they live in hives. And that's like that same thing with that snake island we talked about several episodes ago, is they eat each other.
Right. Which is, like, who makes the rules for that? How do they figure that out? It's so, pretty horrifying.
Snakes are mad hungry, and they start eating themselves.
Oh, Christ. So anyway, he's bitten by a cobra, tomb cobra, and the blood, the blood on Merrick's leg is digitized out of the US version. Also, Odeon has a knife that he uses to kill the cobra, which is pretty sick, actually.
Yeah.
So Odeon does kill the cobra. But after it bites...
I'm assuming this is a Japanese...
That's a Japanese. Slide. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's got blood and a knife and a dead snake in it. How dare they?
Mm-hmm.
Children can't see this. They'll think that, you know, it's appropriate to kill snakes with a knife after they've bit your friend.
So...
Brother, sorry.
Yeah, so Merrick becomes ill. In the English version, it's like implied that Merrick's dad beats up Odeon, but they show a lot... In the Japanese, you hear the sound of blows, and there's a shot of him throwing Odeon up against the wall.
Whoa.
So it's a lot
more... Child abuse.
Yeah, it's just straight up.
What a bastard.
Beating my son for saving my other son from a cobra. So, and then he holds him up by the front of his robe like a real bully shit. Holds him up against the wall, accusing Odeon of disappointing him again. In the Japanese, he says, if anything happens to Merrick, he'll dig out Odeon's heart and tear it up.
Whoa. Jesus.
Yeah. Merrick's father commands Odion not to leave Merrick's side until his fever has passed.